WKAR's current state for news, the arts, issues, music, and more. We are glad you're here. I'm Mark Bayshore. Well, WKAR listeners hear Rick Pluta's work daily on our local newscasts on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and on National Public Radio. Rick is Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and he's seen pretty regularly on Off the Record with Tim Skubick on WKAR-TV as well, and he knows the state capitol as well as anybody. Rick, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
What do you think Governor Snyder would like to accomplish in this address tonight? I mean, if he's got a goal, what is his goal?
Really, the same goal that any governor has delivering this address, or for that matter, the president, when the president delivers the State of the Union address. One is a defense of job performance over the past year, if you have a past year on the job to defend, but a defensive job performance in the past year, and then, setting the path forward. This is your opening argument in what you hope will be an agenda for the coming year. Much of it, but not all of it, directed at the legislature. You know, that traditionally these were the reports of the executive, the CEO of the state, to the legislative branch. But over the years, they've developed into much, much more than that. You know, that this is a public case for an agenda as well.
Is he going to use it, though, to try to persuade? How much of the address is about persuading people to alter their thinking?
Almost all of it, and probably not to any great result. I mean, it's just the fact of the matter that typically speaking, one speech doesn't do that. And we know that Governor Snyder is going to have a big sell. Well, look, if we just tick through the things that we're expecting, we expect him to talk about workforce development. It's a particular passion of his. He says that we have lots of available workers, we have lots of jobs, and for some reason they are not being connected. So that's one of them. He said he's going to talk about the Great Lakes, that Michigan is the only state that is entirely within the watershed of the world's largest freshwater supply. And he sees not just quality of life, but economic opportunity in that. So that will set some people on edge. But it's also, something big that he wants to talk about this year. And the one that people have been talking about, at least over at the Capitol going into this, is transportation funding.
Right.
Last year, the governor, he said that we need to collect a billion for more a year just to fix the roads we have. This isn't about expanding or even really improving. Just to keep
maintenance.
Just to keep what we've got good enough to use. And he threw out some ideas but didn't really commit to anything. He says this year he's going to be a lot more specific in terms of what he wants, throw out some specific plans. We'll probably be seeing something in the form of a gas tax, maybe a sales tax, which would require voter approval, local registration fees or registration fees, and local option registration fees, so that if a region decides to commit to big transportation improvements, they can go it alone waiting on the state.
A patchwork kind of approach, then, is what you're saying.
Somewhat.
To a point.
That would be one of the complaints about it, that, once you get past a particular county line, all of a sudden your transit system, whatever it is, changes in some way, shape,
right,
or form.
Right. I see Jace Bolger, the Republican Speaker of the House, wants
the person who really runs the Capitol these days.
Okay, yeah. He is quoted an awful lot. wants the legislature to look at more efficient spend. This is no big surprise. Wants the legislature to look at more efficient spending of current funds before any new taxes are considered. But Mr. Bolger admitted he may be open to the idea of a use tax.
This was almost a page from the John Engler playbook. You might remember him. He was the governor of Michigan back in the 1990s.
Yes.
And what Jace Bolger laid out was really almost exactly what John Engler did, is that he recognized more than a year out that Michigan needed to come up with more money for roads and bridges, for transportation, and the place where you got it was from the gas tax. But he knew he couldn't just come out front and call for one. First of all, people wouldn't accept it. Certainly his conservative base, he was a conservative Republican governor, at least conservative for the time. His conservative base would not accept that. And so he had to go, and he spent a year demanding that MDOT become the Michigan Department of Transportation, become more efficient. He squeezed efficiencies out of them. He made it extremely, extremely public that he was doing it. I mean, MDOT was kind of an uncomfortable place to be during the Engler years, for that reason.
Okay.
And at the end of it, he said, okay, I've made the case. Now it's time for a gas tax increase. And he got one. Now, the problem in 2013 is we're moving into an era where it's not just fossil fuel engines, that we've got a lot more electric cars, hybrids, they're more fuel efficient. People are driving fewer miles.
And revenue has shrunk.
Which means that the gas tax is a less reliable, less stable source of revenue for
that.
So how do you come up with a plan going forward, which is why people are talking about the sales tax, devoting a portion of the sales tax to roads, maybe increasing it by a penny or two. That would require voter approval. These registration fees, not allowing those registration fees to go down as the value of a car depreciates, so that captures more revenues. Things that aren't entirely dependent on the number of gallons that you buy.
But a use tax, if I understand it correct me if I'm wrong, but a use tax would apply just as much to a Nissan Leaf as it would to a Cadillac CTS-V coupe, because it's miles traveled on the road, regardless of what kind of vehicle.
Well, that's a little bit different. That the governor is intrigued by the idea of a miles traveled tax. He says the problem is there's really no way to effectively measure that and collect it right now. Hmm. So if that's something that's going to happen, that's going to be, pardon the expression, further down the road.
Okay.
But
we're going to kick that can down the road, that gas can down the road. Okay.
But registration fees, especially ones that say maybe take into account the weight of a vehicle, literally how much pressure it puts on the road.
Well, that's relevant.
Might be a way to create not a perfectly stable source of funding that reflects use and all of that, but something that's more than what it is right now.
Do you anticipate hearing about the Education Achievement Authority?
If he mentions it, it will be very, very much in passing.
Okay. What divides the parties on that? On that, right? And again, this is the state already
this
has.
This is not an issue. We sort of, the world sort of looks at the capitals in Lansing and D.C. as a realm divided between the R's and the D's, the Republicans and the Democrats. But in our modern society, we have so many more things dividing us than just political parties.
Doesn't seem like it.
It's clearly political parties are huge. But one of the things that as long as I can remember, and I've been covering the Capitol for 25 years, that divides lawmakers, regardless of party affiliation, is what kind of schools you have. And that is the division there. And it's not strictly Republicans versus Democrats. Republicans from places where people are largely satisfied with their schools are not looking to upset the apple cart when it comes to education. That's the division.
NPRN's Rick Pluta, will have you back soon, Rick, and we'll be listening tonight at 7 o'clock here on WKAR Radio for the address itself and for a little bit of analysis afterwards and the Democratic response.
Speech, correct? Democratic response, analysis, one joke.
Okay. One joke, make it good. NPRN's Rick Pluta. Thanks, Rick.